As many of you know, there are members of this congregation who have been involved with El Refugio. This is a nonprofit that provides assistance to detained immigrants in Lumpkin, South Georgia. For 8 years, El Refugio has been providing housing and meals to visiting families and friends of immigrants that are detained in the Stewart Detention Center, the largest in the country. They rent a small three-bedroom house and a tiny bathroom. I know from personal experience. The kitchen is half the size of this that we have at Human, and sometimes guests also sleep in futons in the living room. 2 weeks ago, the TV series Full Frontal with Samantha Bee donated an entire house to El Refugio. The new house is 3,100 square feet. It has 20 beds, a completely renovated kitchen with brand new appliances, two bathrooms, and a custom dining table that can seat up to 20 people. Volunteers are especially excited with the new washer and dryer. That way, they don't have to take the linens back to Atlanta, wash them, and then bring them back. The new house is also in the center of town. And in addition to providing housing, it has enough space now for volunteer lawyers and interpreters from the Southern Poverty Law Center's Southeast Immigration Freedom Initiative, which provides legal representation to any immigrant that needs it. See how we're kind of moving closer and closer to home? Well, this last story is about Harry. He visits the Shepherd Center, a traumatic injury rehabilitation hospital in Atlanta, and he gives away every Christmas $5 gift cards to all the staff. This year, he announced that he was going green. So instead, he gave out candy wrapped in $10 bills, just like this one, to thank us for our work. See, Harry is an old pro. He's 13. He's been doing this since he was 5 years old. It is very easy to feel helplessness or to view the world with disdain. But these stories of kindness, big and small, remind me of the need to stay connected and to the possibilities of making a difference in somebody's life. We can't rely on Samantha Bee every year. Can't wait on others. Instead, the work is ours to do. Imagine the world that you want and make and work to make it. So finally, I want to read these words from Muhammad Ali. Impossible is just a big word thrown around by small people who find it easier to live in the world they've been given than to explore the power they have to change it. Possible is not a fact, it is an opinion. Possible is not a declaration, it is a dare. Possible is potential. Possible is temporary. Possible is nothing.